right. You are a man, especially if you go to Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac. Chaz, you been there?
Oh, yeah. Nice. I go pick up about a half dozen because, you know, Saranac's not exactly on my way home.
It's pretty close to your brewery, though.
Yeah, it's not
so
a bad run.
What do you eat on your pasty?
Oh, me? I'm usually a dry guy.
Wow. It's a tiebreaker.
You know, I'm in the old miner theory of just grab it in the hand
and
go.
Throw it out of the pocket. Yeah. I'm going to grab some and take them up to bow camp. I'm going up bow hunting here in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to spend 8 days in the woods. So I cannot wait, but I'm going to bring some pasties up, and I'm going to bring some of that Schmoe's beer up that you just brought us. So
oh, hell yeah.
It's going to be wonderful. Today's man law is tailgate etiquette says that all participants must contribute something. If your host insists that he has it all covered, show up with the finest bottle of bourbon you can find.
Well, this is Barbecue Bob circa 2016.
I wrote it last night.
That's right. This is now you have heard it all.
It's new man law.
Right.
Well,
you know, one more skewer.
We always do these man law things, and a lot of times people go tailgating with someone and they go, yeah, we're going to his tailgate, and they just show up like seagulls. And it's like, I think if somebody invites you to a tailgate and they say, no, I'm bringing everything, the least you can do is bring them something wrapped in velvet, right? You know, just something you can lay on them and go, thanks, man. This makes our weekend. This is awesome. Appreciate the $500 you spent putting this thing on.
Yeah.
And here's, you know, I spent $50 on you.
Hey, you know, if it's warm out, a bag of ice and a six-pack of beer, that goes a long way.
It does.
That works,
I mean,
too.
You know what? You got to carry it from your car to their tailgate, and it shows you made an effort. I think that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more skewer that I want to go through real quick. Hey, the rivers are full of salmon right now, and there's no reason you can't put a little bit of a fillet of salmon. Pick the bones out. You want it clean, but you know what? Cut it in a long strip, about 3/4 of an inch wide and about 4 or 5 inches across that fillet. Not the lengthways because it'll fall apart, but if you cut across that fillet, kind of weave it on a skewer, that's, you know, I got the skin off it. I'm going to put a little bit of whatever flavoring you like. I like a little maple syrup Dijon kind of thing. Mix that up. Put that on there as a glaze. Salmon will cook in 2 or 3 minutes.
I would suggest mixing a little oil in there so you don't get stick.
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Great idea, Chaz. But that makes it unique, and it's simple to do. You can make them ahead, put them in a Ziploc. You pull them out, throw them on the grill, and they're ready to go. And if you're serving salmon on a skewer at your tailgate, you have upped your game, baby.
Here's something really cool that you can start doing also is I've always cut my peppers up before I grilled them.
Yeah.
But lately I've been grilling them whole. And what happens when you grill them whole is, number one, you can roll them along your grill so you can get them kind of seared and scorched on all sides. But the other thing is you end up with that stem on it. So when you serve it to somebody, they got a handle. And it comes back to portability, like Chaz mentioned earlier. And you can use banana peppers. You can use green, red. Those little bags of minis that you like
awesome.
To buy
Poblanos.
Are really
Poblanos.
Good. Poblanos, yeah. Serranos, whatever you like. But leave the pepper whole and just roast it. And the flavor that happens, the change in that vegetable is fantastic. So we appreciate you hanging out with us this weekend, Jop.
You know, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Check us out on thegrillingguys.com. Follow Bob on Twitter, The Grilling Guy. And you know what? Get out in your backyard. Fire up a grill or smoker this weekend, even a deep fryer. But if you're going to the Michigan-Michigan State game next weekend, look up Barbecue Bob and Jop. You'll see our big tent there, and I guarantee I'll throw a treat over the fence to you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.
See you guys at Schmoe's.